Good morning. I'd like to call the April 28th, 2020 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. At this time, I'd like to have a roll call of the Associate Commission members. Mr. Franz?
Here.
Mr. Tankard?
Here.
Mr. Zedrin?
Here.
Dr. Neal?
Here.
Mr. Ballard?
Here.
Mr. Minor?
Good morning. Present.
Thank you, sir.
Here.
Ms. Lusk?
Here.
Ms. Everett?
Here.
And Commissioner Bowman is present. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Tankard to please provide an invocation prior to the meeting. Mr. Tankard.
Lord, let us pray. We are thankful that despite the turmoil of the coronavirus, we have been able to convene today as the Marine Resources to do the work of our Commonwealth. It is truly tragic the losses borne by our country and state. Many have lost loved ones, livelihoods, and a sense of self-worth. However, we know this will not last. You have given us the tools to vanquish this invisible enemy. We, as your people, are blessed with minds that can create solutions to this problem. We will use science, statistics, logic, and cooperation to overcome. Our public institutions are engaged in solutions for our benefit. We and our neighbors are sacrificing to maintain and heal ourselves and others. The Commission represents this ability of man to use science for the good of us all. Today, Lord, I ask that you bless this meeting, this Commission, to make the best decisions possible. For this we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Tankard, and members of the Commission for being present today under these much different circumstances. For the record, I'm Steve Bowman. I'm the Commissioner of Marine Resources, and this meeting is coming to you live from the Commission headquarters in Fort Monroe, Virginia. This meeting is being conducted pursuant to state law and also guidance and direction from the Office of the Attorney General. The decisions made here today under this virtual meeting scenario have the same power and authority as if the Commission were sitting here today. Just a couple of things. You'll note today that I'm not wearing a tie. I'm not wearing a tie today because of an opportunity to be casual or the lack of formality because the other Commission members are not here today. It's because if you've watched our governor through the briefings that he has provided from day to day, he, as a physician, informed the audience that neckties can sometimes be involved in carrying germs and viruses, and therefore I think it's wise that I follow that guidance and direction. You'll also be advised that there are only six persons present in this room today, keeping in adherence to the governor's directive under executive order that no more than 10 persons be present. So I wanted to go ahead and give you the heads up as far as that's concerned. I think the directions have been posted for a period of time now that allows you to understand if you want to comment publicly on the meeting today. This is a meeting that does have public hearing, and you're encouraged to contact us. If you are listening in, I would ask that unless you are speaking, that you would please keep your phone on mute. Background noise can be picked up very, very easily, and these microphones are very, very sensitive. So unless you are speaking, I would ask you to please keep your phone on mute. The rules for the Commission members are as such. We will have the presentations that will come before the Commission. There are two items on the agenda today. And after that, I will go down the line and ask each Commission member if they would like to comment. After I've gone down the line once, if there were desires to be any interactive comment, I will then go ahead and let that proceed. But just keep in mind, it's kind of difficult when I can't see your face and have you in proximity to be able to determine who's speaking. So if I get the name incorrectly, just state your name. and I will do my best to make sure that the conversation flows smoothly. So I think that's basically the rules that we'll have today for this meeting. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda by members of the commission. Members of the commission, you've had an opportunity to look at the agenda, and the chair will entertain a motion on the agenda at this time.
So moved. Second.
Who made the motion?
James Minor.
Mr. Minor, thank you. Who made the second?
Zedrin.
Mr. Zedrin, thank you for the second. Any further discussion on the agenda? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.